weird. How did Joey end up kissing Charlie last night? I thought you'd end up kissing Charlie.
Hey, I thought I'd end up kissing Charlie too, okay? But surprise!
I missed most of the party. Charlie's a girl, right?
Yeah, she's this new professor in my department that I did not kiss.
I don't know why Joey had to kiss her. I mean, of all the girls at the party, God!
Why do you care so much?
Yes, Rachel. Why do you care so much?
Because Ross is the father of my child. You know, and I want him to hook up with lots of women. Look, all I'm saying is I don't think that Joey and Charlie have anything in common.
I don't know. They seem to have a shared interest in each other's tonsils.
Wow. Joey and a professor. Can you imagine if they had kids? And if the kids got her intelligence and Joey's raw sexual magnetism, those nerds would get laid.
All right, so, Ross, you're okay with all this? I mean...
Yeah, it's no big deal. I mean, I just met her. I'm fine with it. Ugh, God, I forgot how hot she was. I'm going to get some more coffee.
Hey.
Oh, you know, I'll come with you.
Okay.
So, a professor, huh?
Yeah, she is cool. And she's so smart. Her mind is totally acrimonious. Guess that's not how she used it.
I feel like I owe you an explanation. I don't ordinarily go around kissing guys at parties. I'm kind of embarrassed. I really hope you don't think less of me.
No, think less of you? No, I don't think less of you. I mean, you saw someone you liked and you kissed them. Those people who like someone and don't kiss them, those people are stupid. I hate those people.
You know, actually, I'm a little surprised at myself. I mean, Joey is so different from the guys I usually date. I mean, they're all professors, intellectuals, paleontologists mostly, you know, very cerebral.
Yeah, I know the type.
Hey, if we want to grab a bite before work, we better get acrimonious. No? Am I getting close?
Get them.
I bought them off eBay. They used to belong to the late Shania Twain.
Phoebe, Shania Twain is still alive.
Oh, then I overpaid. Hey, what's this?
Oh, it's a gift certificate to this new spa in Soho.
Oh, well, you can't show Phoebe this. She hates those corporate massage chains.
Oh, what, now I can't get a massage? There are so many things that she disapproves of. I can't eat veal. I can't wear fur. I can't go hunting.
Do you want to go hunting?
Well, I would like to have the option.
What's up?
Hey, Rachel! No, you can't go there. Do you know how I feel about these big massage places? They're putting people like me out of business.
She wants to go hunting, too.
Phoebe, come on. I don't want to waste it. It would be like throwing away $100.
Okay, this is not about the money, okay? It's about corporate greed destroying our hearts and leaving us the hollow shells.
I don't care about any of that.
Well, do you care about friendship? I feel really strongly about this, Rachel. Please don't use this gift certificate. I'm asking you as a friend.
Oh, not as a friend, Phoebe. Fine, I won't use it.
Promise?
I promise.
Thank you.
Well, I am going hunting.
Hey, honey. I missed you today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hey. What do you want to do tonight?
Oh, well, maybe we could,
Okay, trying to turn me on by making a mess? Know your audience. Besides, tomorrow we're doing those fertility tests. And until then, you need to keep your tadpoles in the tank.
You really need to take those tests?
Honey, we've been trying to have a baby for over a year. I just think it's a good idea to find out if everything's okay. Just a few routine tests.
But I don't want to do it in a cup.
What is the big deal?
It's weird. You're in a doctor's office?
Oh, it's not okay to do it in a doctor's office, but it is okay to do it in a parked car behind a Taco Bell.
I cannot believe Ross told you that. And in my defense, it was a Wendy's.
Look, I don't want to do these tests either, but I really do think it's a good idea.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure a doctor's office can't be worse than on a class trip to the Hershey factory.
Oh, yeah, Rachel talks too.
Who says wine has to cost more than milk? Hey, come on in. How are you?
I'm good.
Can I offer you a drink?
Please. I have been crazed all day. I had a meeting with the dean, and my syllabus for summer school is due, and I'm writing the foreword for a friend's book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a pretty hectic day at work, too. Today I had to open the door and go,
So I am just so excited to be here. I mean, I cannot wait to start exploring the city.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if you need a tour guide.
Oh, you mean it? That would be so fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Okay. What do you want to see first?
Well, we could go see the Kronos Quartet at Avery Fisher Hall.
Okay.
And, there's a collection of Walt Whitman letters on display at the public library.
I know.
But first, I have to see the Met.
Okay, let me stop you right there. The Mets suck, okay? You want to see the Yankees.
No, not the Mets. The Met, singular.
Which one? They all suck.
The museum.
I don't think so.
Hi there.
Hello. Welcome to Lavender Day Spa. How may I help you?
Hi. I have a massage appointment under Rachel Green.
Okay.
And here is my gift certificate.
This has been torn up.
And taped back together.
Okay, well, I'll call you as soon as your massage therapist is ready.
Okay.
Have a seat through the glass doors.
Through the glass doors?
Through the glass doors.
All righty then.
Phoebe, your next client's in the waiting room.
Okay, do we have to talk like that when they're not around? No. Listen, is there someone who can fill in for me?
Sorry, everyone is booked.
But that woman can't know that I work here. She's a friend of mine, and I made this big stink about how awful these massage chains are.
Then why do you work here?
Because it's good money. That doesn't change the fact that this is an evil, blood-sucking corporate machine.
Well, I think this is a great place to work.
Okay, are they listening?
Ross.
Hey.
Hi. I need to talk to you about Charlie.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I'm kind of having a little problem.
Look, if you don't know what the word acrimonious means, just don't use it.
No, look, you know Charlie, right? She's cool, she's funny, her body is so...
Get to the problem.
Right. She's just so much smarter than all the girls I've ever dated, combined. You know, and I don't want her to think I'm stupid.
Are you wearing two belts?
Hey, what do you know?
You were saying you didn't want to seem stupid.
Right. Well, she wants to go to all these cultural places, and I don't know how to talk about that stuff. You got to help me out.
You know, I really don't want to get involved in your guys' relationship.
Oh, dude, please, come on. You're the smartest person I know, and I really like this girl, okay? I don't want to lose her.
Fine.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see. Oh, you should take her to the Met.
The Mets.
No, the Met, the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Well, that's what she meant. You know, if they're going to shorten it, they should call it the Muse. You know, short for museum and avoid all the confusion.
Yeah, most days the place is packed with confused, angry baseball fans.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I'll take her to the Met.
Yeah. Okay. There's this great, rare bookstore on Madison Avenue. You know what? She loves architecture. You know what you should do? You should take a walk down Fifth to the St. Patrick's Cathedral. And there's this great little pastry shop that she'd love.
Jeez, well, sounds like you should be going on this date.
But I'm not. And you know what?
Okay,
if you're in the mood for Thai food...
Slow down. You're going way too fast, okay? Let's go back to the Met.
Okay.
So you got to tell me exactly what to do there.
Okay, when you walk into the museum, take a right, okay? That's the antiquities wing. Ancient Egypt, Mesopotamia, up to the Byzantine Empire.
Okay, whoa. Okay, so I walk in the door and make a right.
I have a weird feeling about this place. I mean, how do I know they're not going to secretly videotape me and put it all over the internet?
Because, honey, I mean this in the sweetest way possible. Nobody's going to want to watch that.
Mr. Bing, here you are. You'll go into that room and deposit your specimen into the container.
Deposit my specimen? You know, I usually have to call a 900 number for that kind of talk. Thanks, got it.
All right, honey, my tests are down the hall. You sure you're going to be okay?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, look, I know this is embarrassing, but nobody cares. No one here even knows you.
Oh, my God!
Oh, come on!
Ah! How great is this?
Yeah, we're probably fertile. Let's go home.
Why are you here?
Well, Sid and I are trying again, and we had trouble last time because apparently
we... No, I mean, why? Why is she here?
Oh, someone's a little cranky today because they have to do it in a cup, huh? Oh, they gave you the kitty size.
What?
This was fun, but I've got an invasive vaginal exam to get to.
I'd love to stay, but I've got a hot date.
Please go. Just let me know if you need a hand.
I think it just fell off.
Hello, yeah. It's time for your massage, yeah. Put your face in the hole.
Oh, a Swedish massage from a real Swedish person.
Okay, then I'm Swedish.
So, what's your name?
It's a normal Swedish name. IKEA.
Oh, what an interesting name.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
time for your scalp massage.
Oh. Wow. I really love your... Oh!
Is something wrong?
No, it's just, just feels so good. IKEA. Oh, hey, say, you'll know this. What's the capital of Sweden?
Stockholm?
Damn, I wish I knew if that was right.
Note the painterly lines and subtle impasto on this canvas. Monet painted quickly and usually outdoors, as his elusive subject was light itself.
Now, do you have any idea what you just said?
No, no. My mouth says the words. My brain is thinking monster trucks.
Wow. Okay, now remember, when you get to the museum, Monet is not spelled M-O-N-A-Y. I wrote that out phonetically for you.
Phonetically?
Yeah, that means, you know, we don't have time for this. Okay. But you know what, I gotta say, I'm really impressed that you were able to memorize all this so quickly.
I'm an actor. I can memorize anything. Last week, on Days, I had to say frontotemporal zygomatic craniotomy.
Wow. Well, what does that mean?
No idea. But the guy I said it to dies in the next scene, so I guess it means you're gonna get eaten by a bear.
So let's move on to the Renaissance.
Okay. Caravaggio uses chiaroscuro here to highlight the anguish of the central figure. Touch it. It's really bumpy.
No, no, no. No ad-libbing. And, dude, you can't touch the paintings.
Come on.
No.
My specimen's in the room. And I just want to thank whoever knocked on the door while I was in there. Really helped speed the process along. Janice, you're not gone?
Oh, Sid is still in his room. I don't allow porn at home, so this is like a vacation for him. So, did you do it? Did you make your deposit?
Yeah, hard part's over.
Oh, that's not the hard part, honey. The hard part's what comes next. I mean, aren't you worried about the results?
Well, I haven't even thought about the results. I just assumed everything was going to be okay.
Oh, well, you know what? It probably is.
Yeah, but what if it's not, okay? I mean, what if there's a reason we can't have a baby?
Oh, Chandler, look, you and Monica are meant to have children. I'm sure it's going to be just fine.
Yeah, okay, thanks. I can't believe I didn't even think of that. I guess I was so worried about having to come here and do that.
Oh, you can do it in the parking lot of a Taco Bell, but you can't do it at a doctor's office?
It was a Wendy's!
Sleep and streep and gloopy gloppy. And that's the Swedish national anthem. Thank you for asking.
Wow, IKEA. What a rich culture. You know what? I have a friend who's a masseuse.
Oh, yeah.
She's not very good, though.
Uh-huh. And why do you think that is?
I don't know. Maybe it's because she's got such callousy fingers from playing crummy guitar.
Or maybe she has trouble loosening your knots because you're such a high-maintenance tight ass.
You know it's me?
Well, for like a half an hour.
Then you can lie about Sweden.
How can you come here?
How
could you not tell me you worked here?
I don't have to tell you everything.
Yes, you do, if you're going to make me feel guilty for getting a free massage.
Tip's not included.
Oh! Phoebe, why did you lie to me about working here?
Because I was ashamed, okay? I sold out for the cash. And they give me benefits like medical and dental and a 401k. But, you know, you pay a price. Now I'm this corporate stooge and punching a clock and, ugh, paying taxes.
Phoebe, honey, if you hate it so much, you should walk out there right now and quit. Be true to what you believe in. Honey, you have principles, and I so admire that. I don't have any.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I am gonna quit. It's time I took my life back.
Good for you, Phoebes.
Okay.
If you guys have microphones in there, too, I didn't mean any of that. I love you.
Aha! Gotcha! Die! Die! Die!
Respectfully, Professor R. Geller. Hey!
Hi!
Hey, how was the Met?
Oh, the museum was amazing.
Yeah? Joey really knows his art, huh?
Not so much, no. He had clearly memorized all this stuff to say, and some of it didn't even make any sense.
What do you mean?
Well, for one, he was talking about paintings that were nowhere around.
Wait a minute. When you guys walked into the Met, did you go to the right?
No, we went to the left.
Oh, Joey. Well, still, I mean, it seems like you guys are having a great time together.
Yeah, it's fun.
What?
Actually, no, Joey's your friend, and you don't really know me that well. It would be weird.
Well, I mean, a little, but no, what? Go on.
I'm just thinking that maybe Joey isn't the right guy for me to be with right now. You know, maybe I should be with someone I have more in common with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you know what? I think you should give Joey a chance. I mean, he's a great guy. And sure, he doesn't know that much about art, but you know what? You can always talk about that with someone else.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And if you think about it, I mean, the reason he memorized all that stuff because he thought it was important to you. You know, that's the kind of guy Joey is.
He is very sweet. Plus, he is hot.
That was going to be my next argument. Hey! Hey!
Hey!
You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Wow.
Thanks, Ross.
Yep. Hey, Ross, if that art stuff worked, you hooked me up.
Glad I could help, man.
Although some of the stuff wasn't where you said it was going to be, but I made it work.
It is not okay that I'm aroused by this now. Hello? Oh, hi, Dr. Connolly. She's not here, but, you know, I can tell her. Should I be sitting down for this? Oh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, so what does that mean? Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Hey, sweetie.
Dr. Connolly just called.
Oh, with good news? Of course it's not good news. You just said Dr. Connolly just called. If it was good news, you would have said Dr. Connolly just called. But, so what is it? Is it, is there a problem? Is there a problem with me or with you?
Actually, it's both of us.
What?
Apparently, my sperm have low motility, and you have an inhospitable environment.
What does that mean?
It means that my guys won't get off their barca loungers, and you have a uterus that is prepared to kill the ones that do. It means...
Ray Chandler?
It means that we can keep trying. But there's a good chance this may never happen for us.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Well, we're gonna figure this out.
I know.
Good morning, receptionist.
Here's your schedule for the day. Your first client is in room number 1.
Rachel Green? Son of a bitch! She came back?